الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Some of the benefits that are deducted from the stories of the Prophet Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi as-salam. Allah, the first benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reports and gives the news to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the news of those who were before him in order to set his heart on firmness and also give him satisfaction as well. And Allah exposes to him also, makes it known to him, their worship and their perseverance and their turning to Allah in repentance. And in this also instigates the motivation of the Prophet ﷺ and the believers after him to compete in these good qualities. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of this chapter, which is chapter 38, in the beginning of this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the beginning when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him of what happened to the previous nations and their denial, he says to him in verse 17, اصبر على ما يقولون, be patient O Muhammad of what they say to you, meaning the mushriks, the pagans, what they say to you, اصبر, be patient, واذكر عبدنا داود, and then remember the story of Dawood, and then Allah begins to tell him the story of Dawood, etc. Meaning that he is awwab, often returning in repentance to Allah. And this is a great magnification and praise. And he also tells that he was the al-aidi, meaning he has strength and power. Therefore he combined in him both the strength of the heart as well as the physical strength that will enable him to be in obedience to Allah and returning to him openly and inwardly at all matters, and that necessitates in itself the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that these qualities for the believers, for the prophets, are qualities of perfection. And for those after them, in accordance, there will be in levels in accordance to their degree of following of their prophets. And also also Allah had bestowed, we know from this the benefit also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon his prophet Dawood from the good voice, and that the mountains and the hills and the birds all celebrate the praises of Allah with him and respond to him, and in this there is elevation of his honor. And that from the benefits of the stories, that from the great favors of Allah on any slave is that Allah bestows upon him al-ilm al-nafi', العلم النافع, the good knowledge, the beneficial knowledge, and also to be able to distinguish matters and transactions that take place and disputes which will take place between people. And from the benefits, we know the perfect manner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dealing with his prophets and his messengers and his chosen from the believers. If they commit any error through a trial which may be inflicted upon them, or Allah tests them with them, then they will surpass this trial and they will return into a higher level, better than the level that they were before. And from the benefits is that the prophets are infallible in regarding to that which they report from Allah, and that it's natural that some of the things which occur by nature from certain errors and mistakes could take place, but Allah immediately addresses this by his clemency and saves them through repentance and returning to him all the time. From the benefits, we know that Dawood spent most of his times in worship to Allah, and that he had other times specified to meet the needs of the people. So in this way, he would fulfill the duties of Allah as well as the duties of the slaves of Allah. And from the benefits, we know that it's a must to use etiquettes when entering the houses of people, especially leaders and governments and people in government. And this was evident from those two who were in dispute, and they took, they jumped over the wall and entered, and they found him in his worship place, and they surprised him in that, and that caused a problem, and this is not really befitting. From that, even though, we know that this should not prevent the ruler from judging with the truth despite the ill behavior of those who dispute before him. Despite the ill behavior of those who dispute before him. And from the lessons we learn, the clemency of Dawood. He wasn't angry of them because of the way they came without permission. He didn't yell at them. He didn't scream at them. And from the story, we learn that it is permissible that the one who is oppressed or being dealt with unjustly to say to the one who did that to him, to say to him, "Ya zalim," or "You zalamtani," that you did wrong to me, you wronged me, you did injustice to me. It's permissible to say that. Why? This is evident from chapter 38 in their saying when they came to the dispute. بغى بعضنا على بعض. Some of us transgressed against the other. And from the benefits with that the one whom is being given the advice, although he maybe have a certain honor or rank or great knowledge, he shouldn't really be angry if someone gives him advice, but rather should quickly accept it and be in gratitude to that who gave him advice. Now, and treat us not with justice. We wronged each other, you see. فَإِنَّ Dawood didn't, look at this here, Dawood in this verse didn't turn angry at them when they said, look what they said to him, and treat us not with justice, you see. He wasn't angry about them saying this. To the contrary, Dawood alayhi salam ruled, to the best of his ability, and he wasn't angry at them. From this story, we know that intermingling, mixing so much between relatives and friends, so much interactions, whether it's in matters of finance, and it really leads to problems, and it leads also to enmity between people, and that some will may transgress against others, and nothing will really repel this cruel disease except the piety and perseverance and iman and good righteous deeds. And also we know that the prophets of the children of Israel, they ruled their nations as from the story of Dawood and Sulaiman. And that the one who will run the affairs of the people should not base it on desires. And this came right away, clear in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن لا تتبع الهوى, and that you shouldn't fall, indulge in following desire. And that a ruling regarding a matter requires العلم الشرعي, العلم بالأمور الشرعية, meaning knowledge of matters of deen, and not only that, والعلم and knowledge بصورة القضية المحكوم بها, knowledge as to the matter which is occurring, meaning to the situation itself. It's not enough that a person will have the العلم الشرعي, the legal knowledge, but also should know of the case and its details.
and how to apply the rule of Allah upon such cases. And also from the story we know that Sulaiman is one of the yani of the merits of Dawood, and from the favors of Allah upon him. That's why Allah says wa wahabna li Dawood Sulaiman, and we gave yani in gift like to Dawood, we gave him Sulaiman, and then Allah praised him right away by said ni'ma al-'abdu innahu awwab, and he is what a good a slave of Allah, innahu awwab, he often returns to Allah in repentance. And this is a great praise and a matter of high quality of Sulaiman alayhi salam, described by Allah. Allah had given him this quality. Sulaiman also was trialed, was put into another test, and that which we didn't talk about, and that's why I left it to this moment. We go to the verse and la ilaha illallah. We go to verse 38, Quran 38, Surah Sad, verse 31. Brother Abu Maher, you are here, inshallah you can help us. Brother Zallah Khair Hamza had left. When there were displayed, yes, this is the trial, but when you read the English text here, yeah, I'm going to add certain explanations that are needed. So please, Yani, follow with me. When there were displayed before him in the afternoon well-trained horses of the highest breed, these were prepared for jihad. Sulaiman had them, and he yani kept them in preparation for jihad, to conduct yani holy fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَحْبَبْتُ الْخَيْرَ عَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ حُبَّ الْخَيْرِ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي. He said, I did love the good, meaning these horses. And here it says, instead of remembering my Lord. Remembering my Lord in Asr prayer, meaning the time of Asr prayer came, and he didn't, according to this interpretation that you see, he didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Asr, instead of remembering my Lord for Asr, till the time was over. And the sun had hidden in the veil of night. So the time of Asr has gone. So yani the trial goes on to Rudduha Alay. Then he said, bring them, the horses, back to me. Then he began to pass his hand over their legs and their necks till the end of the display. From this you can sense that he killed the horses and cut them to pieces. Because according to the interpretation where you see the translation of the meaning here, that these horses made him forget about the remembrance of Allah. And this is a matter really that was looked upon differently as follows. The term Ola, I did love the good, أحببت حب الخير عن ذكر ربي, in the original, in the Quran, in the Arabic, عن ذكر ربي. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه explained عن ذكر ربي to mean حبي للخيل, my love for the horses is from my remembrance of Allah. Why? Because I prepare it for jihad. It is the khayl itself is something which I love. Okay, naam. And fal khayl hiya min dhikrillah. And I love horses because they are from the remembrance of Allah. Why? Because it helps in the matter of jihad. This is one thing. The second thing, they said that in the tafsir, as you see it there, till the time it was over, and the sun, they said, and the sun had hidden in the veil of night. Many Mufassirin say that there is no evidence of this, that the term sun is included here, and that the closest meaning is that it is the horses itself, till the time was over and the horses had hidden, meaning went far away, that I couldn't see it after, you know, it left in the display. And he ordered it back, and he ordered it back, and that he started touching the horses' necks and around the legs, in love of her, in love of the horses, loving it. And this explanation of Ibn Abbas, therefore, is really fitting, because the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't render these horses into such punishment. And also, this is wealth, would not dissipate this wealth in this way, killing it like this, blaming it on it, quote unquote, blaming it on the horses and cutting the legs and so forth. And this would be infliction of harm, and prophets would not do that. So that the tafsir would be then in this sense, that when it disappeared from the display, he ordered it back, and he kindly and gently went over it and removed all the dust from it and everything, taking care of it. This would be another interpretation, and this is a strong interpretation also. And Ibn Abbas رحمه رضي الله تعالى عنهما is with the opinion that إني أحببت حب الخير عن ذكر ربي, that I really, my love for these horses is from the remembrance of Allah. That عن means من, and this comes a lot in the Arabic language. And also Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما, he said مسحا, some people he began to pass his hand over their legs and their necks till the end of the display. Some concluded that this was cutting the legs and the hands. But Ibn Abbas, no, he said this refers to the wiping over, passing his hand gently over it, cleaning its legs and their necks, and in love of them, and intending no harm to them. So this was the trial, the preponderating, or the one that is strong in terms of understanding this trial that Sulaiman alayhi salam was tested with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we know from this story that having the shayateen and the wind and so forth all in the service of Sulaiman, this will not be to anyone after Sulaiman. And that's why our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was making salah at one time, and he noticed that one of the rebellion devils came to make him busy in him, distract him from the salah. Then he grasped him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took him, and he wanted to tie him to one of the columns in the masjid so that people will have a look at it. But then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَكَرْتُ دَعْوَةَ أَخِي سُلَيْمَانَ, then I remembered the invocation of my brother Sulaiman, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي, O Allah, forgive me, وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا, and give me a kingdom, لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي, that it will not be given to anyone after me. So the Prophet ﷺ remembered this invocation of Sulaiman, which came in the Quran and which we read it to you. فَرَدَتُهُ خَاسِئًا, so I turned him away and left him. Allah gave Sulaiman a great kingdom, and from the stories we know that it's befitting for the kings and those chiefs that they also check those who are under them, and especially the ones who are distinguished, check their affairs and see how they are doing and test them. And in this way, we know from the testing and the inspection of Sulaiman to his troops, this was really evident, and this would be a benefit for them in their ruling. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All these stories of Sulaiman and Dawood are based on this great classical book of Qasas al-Anbiya, the stories of the prophets, by Al-Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah, and we added some of the things from the Sunnah that came across, and some of the other benefits also as well from tafsir. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خير for your attendance. If there is any question, then inshallah please go ahead.